Do not let it stay at this level of value. Make it grow by building your alma mater. Building our university is one way in which we can make our nation progress towards its established goal of freedom for all in an atmosphere of world peace. Strong universities not only provide a nation of citizenry with fruitful vocation, but such universities also provide a nation's people with an opportunity to contribute, an opportunity to be good. Democracy teaches that people must be good, an attribute that is more easily talked about in practice. Our nation is beginning to realize the value of personal sacrifice in attaining the friendship and loyalty of fellow nations. The newly established Peace Corps is just the start, but it is an indication that we are stepping now in the right direction. Personal sacrifice must begin in the home, the very basic unit of our world society. Surely, if two people cannot get along, then we cannot expect millions to do so. I know, trust, self-esteem, human dignity are all found in giving. The one small act that can save our world from the perils which it faces today. All the formal education in the world is not worth as much as the ability to live according to our American principles as set down in our Constitution, in our Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and by God's own hand, in His Ten Commandments. We have our share of formal education. Some of us will have more. But all of us must realize the power which we hold right in our own hearts. The power to give. The power to give to others to make them grow and be happy. As we leave the University of Alaska then to travel down the superhighway of life, we thank her for sheltering us and giving up to us part of herself. The administration, the faculty, our fellow students, all of them have helped us grow. Now as we go out from her protection, we take with us her name, her pride, and her reputation. When we have thrived and have been benevolent, Regent Rasmussen, President Wood, we shall return part of that bounty which we have reaped. President Wood, it is our class's sincere pleasure to present to our alma mater a gift which we feel will aid in the preserving of the history and traditions of the campus of the Polar Bear. A plaque has been ordered and will be delivered to you in 3 weeks. Please accept our apologies for not having the plaque here today. The inscription on the plaque will read, "In June 1915, Mrs. Luther C. Hess tied her handkerchief to a tree, marking this spot as the location of the university, class of 1961. The cornerstone of the University of Alaska was saved when an old man was demolished, when the first material part of the university was reset and what is now a parking lot. The class of 1961 suggests that the plaque commemorating its location be firmly fixed to it so that all those that follow will know what this piece of concrete represents." And I take this opportunity to sincerely thank my classmates for the privilege and honor of representing them today. To thank, on behalf of the class, our class advisor, Professor Charles Kahn, who has given us help in innumerable ways over our college years. And of course, to thank all those who have made our graduation ceremony something beautiful to remember. And when we remember our graduation ceremony, we will be remembering the University of Alaska. Thank you. Friends of the university, we come now to that part of our commencement proceedings where we are honored to be honored to our distinguished guests. Those of you who have attended these ceremonies in past years know that I am particularly impressed with that noble pathfinder of the earth and sky, the Alaskan pioneer. Hesitant only in self-advancement, he is bold in his exploration of the unknown. Hardship has been his living, but he has been ever buoyed up by a supreme confidence in his destiny. He is invariably identified to us by a serenity in spirit that reflects an assurance rooted in deep and vital internal resources. Such men do we have on our roster today. Our first candidate is a man of the soil. A garden has always been a part of man from the creation to the present time. And in the development of every new land, there are those who answer that great calling of patient experimentation in crops and livestock to adjust the old and develop the new. Trained at Kansas State Agricultural College, he first came to Alaska in 1907. He pioneered the livestock experiment station at Kodiak and suffered the reverses of the Mount Katmai eruption. He moved into the Tanana Valley where he supervised the Fairbanks experiment station, homesteaded, helped establish the Native Agricultural Association, and stimulated the construction and operation of the first flour mill. Subsequently, he directed the Matanuska experiment station, was active in the colonization program of the Matanuska Valley, and the operation of a dairy farm. His breadth of scope and depth of vision is evidenced by the fact that he has twice served in the Alaska Territorial Legislature. And he was also on the original board of trustees of the forerunner of this university, serving as first vice president. And Mr. Marshall, would you please escort Mr. Snodgrass forward? Milton David Snodgrass, distinguished agriculturist and public servant. By your efforts, you have brought forth the beauty and bounty of the earth and enabled a new land to produce its own. By virtue of the authority invested in me as president of the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska, I hereby confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Science, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. Is a distinguished Alaskan educator, trained in the art of teaching. His formal education has been principally at Washington State University, proceeding through the degree of Doctor of Education. He first came to Alaska in 1921, and in succession was superintendent of schools at Fairbanks, Juneau, and Anchorage. He also served as the elected Commissioner of Education of the territory. As commissioner, he developed and shaped the educational pattern in Alaska and was the first educator in the North to recognize that the schools in the bush needed a different curriculum than did those in the cities. Moving outside to continue his studies, he held various teaching and educational assignments which helped to develop him for the most influential period in his career. Returning to Alaska in 1953, he accepted appointment as head of the Education Department at the University of Alaska. He performed this assignment with vision, determination, and courage, bringing the department to unprecedented heights of excellence and prestige. The results of his efforts, both on and off campus, are evident in the numerous eminent teachers and school administrators in the Alaskan education system and in those of other states. Recognizing this excellence as a professor, his unselfish devotion to the university, and the esteem in which he is held by his colleagues, the Board of Regents has unanimously approved a recommendation that he be granted emeritus status on the university faculty. Mr. Marshall, would you escort Dr. Keller forward? William K. Keller, pioneer of Alaskan education. You have extended the privilege of learning to all of Alaska, and by your teachings, shown others to do likewise. Now, by virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska, I confer upon you the title Professor Emeritus of Education, and do further confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. Our next candidate, and you have heard speak, is distinguished as a glaciologist, geographer, and explorer. In reviewing his background, I find that he received a Bachelor of Science degree from Harvard University, not too many years before I received a similar passport to Learned Society. His degree was appropriate, mine was not, because there was an awkward period when such a degree was handed out not to signify any knowledge of science, but rather my ignorance of Latin. Now, by virtue of his exploration in Alaska over the span of a lifetime, he also may be truly called a pioneer. His field work began with the expedition to the Fairweather Range in 1926. Few areas in Alaska, and indeed the world, are unknown to him. He has also scaled peaks in Canada, Asia, and Antarctica, placing his foot where other men could only wish to be. He joined the staff of the American Geographical Society in 1940, and subsequently became head of the Society's Department of Exploration and Field Research. Recognition of his preeminence is evidenced by his service as a member or officer of many national and international organizations concerned with his professional fields of knowledge. At the same time, he has authored and published numerous papers to make known and advance man's understanding of his environment. Now, Mr. Marshall, would you please conduct Mr. Field forward? William Osgood Field, distinguished glaciologist and geographer. You have climbed to the farthest heights, and through your courage and skill, made known to student and explorer the mysteries of our ice and mountain peaks. Now, by virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska, I confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Science, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. Our final candidate for honors is known to all, of course, for his leadership in the interest of peace. His remarks to us today give personal evidence of his warmth of understanding of the problems we face as individuals in a troubled world. I have made notation that he received both his master's and doctorate at Harvard University. Thus, your Board of Regents appears to have pursued the same principle of diversification of intellectual background as practiced by our chief executive in development of the new frontier. Our honored guest has served as an educator with several of our greatest colleges and universities, and participated in numerous international labor and diplomatic conferences. However, it is in his service with the United Nations that his stature has been elevated in the field of international leadership. He participated in the formation of the United Nations as Assistant Secretary to the United States delegation at the Dumbarton Oaks Conference in 1944. And his varied but continued connection with the UN was named in 1958 as Undersecretary for Special Political Affairs. Throughout his life, he has worked quietly and unobtrusively, but with a faith that has been aptly defined as the daring of the soul to go farther than it can see. He received worldwide recognition for his work in establishing order under law in Palestine. When problems developed in the Congo, he went in person to that fighting land. Since he has broken the glacial ice that is associated with some of our highest ranking diplomats by telling the story, I am reminded of one that is credited to him, and I shall repeat it, not knowing whether it's apocryphal, but I saw it in print and therefore it must be right. This story credits our Undersecretary with saying, "I'm glad I got out of the Congo when I did. I was afraid the Congolese might decide to have bunch for lunch." We are both honored and appreciative that out of a most busy schedule, our distinguished guest, together with his gracious lady, will take time to visit and speak to us, and thus enrich our commencement proceedings. Now, Mr. Marshall, would you please escort Dr. Blunt forward? Ralph Johnson Bunch, distinguished social scientist and humanitarian, contributor to world order under law. By your patient understanding and labor, you have brought the dignity of world citizenship to many people and further guided us upon the path of peace. And now, by virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska, I confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Law, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. The Board of Regents has established a new award to recognize outstanding achievements and service by faculty members, a certificate of commendation. The first will be awarded today to Colonel Kenneth spacecraft. The commercial radio can get one of the spacecraft to the rock. I shall read this commendation. The Board of Regents of the University of Alaska shall please to award the certificate of commendation to Colonel Kenneth Clare Spacecraft, United States Army, upon the occasion of his retirement as Professor of Military Science, in recognition of his 6 years of distinguished service in developing the Reserve Officers Training Corps program to a level of national recognition and for his cooperation and assistance in the performance of many administrative duties as a member of the faculty at the University of Alaska.
God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. We thank Thee for this occasion today and all of its significance. We thank Thee for the homes represented by these graduates, for the knowledge represented by this faculty, for the encouragement represented for the future by our speakers today. We pray Thy richest blessings upon one and all, as we now in a moment or two depart this place, O God. We would pray for each one the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit.